Coquitlam's colorful culture will be celebrated this weekend as the city's annual Kaleidoscope Arts Festival returns for its sixth edition. Activities are set to include art displays, musical acts, dance performances and crafts, some free and other prez registered in order to meet BC's current COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Masks are recommended for outdoor events while BC reinstated its mandatory mask order for indoor public spaces earlier this week as the province continues through Step 3 of its pandemic restart plan. The good news: each registered activity will only cost $2 per person. Our aim is to get out into the community and to present experiences in new ways, Tara Dickinson, Coquitlam's cultural and community events supervisor, told the Tri-City News. The Kaleidoscope Arts Festival is scheduled, rain or shine, for tomorrow, August 28, from 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., and Sunday, August 29, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll also take a page from 2020's edition and will be hosted at multiple venues like Town Center Park, Pine Tree Community Center, City Center Pop-Up Park and Blue Mountain Park. Which events are pre-registered? Here's a list of events at this year's Kaleidoscope Arts Festival asking for your toonie, music and movement, live. Bar Fitness, featuring the live viola music of Thomas Beckman, TD Community Plaza, 1 p.m. August 28, 2:30 p.m. August 29, Vinyasa Flow Yoga featuring live classical guitar with Ruel Morales, TD Community Plaza, 10 a.m. August 29, 11:30 a.m. August 29, LUMADROME, Laser, Lights and Cirque Performance Galactic Circus 7 p.m. August 28, 8:30 p.m. August 28, Arts and Heritage Storytime with the Coquitlam Public Library 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. August 28 at Cottonwood Park 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. August 29 at Riley Park Heritage Graffiti Artcraft, Mackin House, noon to 3 p.m. August 28, noon to 3 p.m. August 29, Artist-Led Augmented Reality Walking Tour, Art Gallery at Evergreen, 1 to 1:20 p.m. 2 to 2:20 p.m. 3 to 3:20 p.m. For more information and to see which events are free to attend, you can visit the festival's page on the City of Coquitlam's website. The Tri-City News is a media partner with the Kaleidoscope Arts Festival.